Title: Brake Transient Control with Stock Devices Advanced. Alright, let's get surgical with brakes. In drum and bass, brakes don't just sound cool. They either drive the track or they fight everything. Your kick, your clean snare, your sub, your reese, all of it. And the difference is usually transient control. The snap of the snare, the tiny ticks of ghost notes, the bite of the hats, and the way the room tail behaves in between hits. In this lesson, you're going to build an advanced, stock-only transient control system in Ableton Live. No third-party transient shapers, just smart routing and a rack that gives you repeatable control, like a proper instrument you can play and to automate. We are building a three-lane brake transient control rack, an attack lane for front-edge clarity, a body lane to manage sustain and room so the brake rolls clean, and a smack lane in parallel for that aggressive club weight punch without flattening the main loop. Before we touch any devices, we're going to prep the brake properly, because warp mode changes your transient truth. If your transients are already being smeared or sharpened by warping, you can end up ecking and compressing the wrong problem. Step 0. Prep the brake like a pro. Drop a classic brake on an auto track. Amen, think, hot pants, whatever you like. Loop something like 8 bars so you can hear changes in context. Now go to the clip view and decide your warp mode. Here's the real talk. Beats mode tends to give you sharper edges and more slice-like articulation. It's often easier for modern DNB punch. Complex Pro is smoother and more transparent in some ways, but it can blur hats and ghosts. If you choose Complex Pro, expect that you'll need a bit more articulation later in the mid and upper mids. If you pick Beats, try Preserve set to transients, and start the envelope around 20 to 40. Higher envelope values tighten and shorten the hits, which can be great until it starts sounding like the brake is choking. And gain stage now. Don't skip this. Aim for brake peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dBFS before heavy processing. You want headroom, because we're about to stack transient emphasis, saturation, compression, and possibly soft clipping. Quick coaching note. If you're hearing papery, crispy hats later, don't instantly reach for more EQ. Try switching warp mode first. Warp can create artifacts that sound exactly like bad high-end. Cool. Now step 1. Build the rack. On the brake track, drop an auto effect rack. Create 3 chains. Name them attack, body, and smack, and make sure smack is your parallel lane. Let's build the attack chain first. This lane is for transient clarity without turning the top end into razor blades. First device, EQ8. Put a high pass filter, 24 dB per octave, somewhere around 30 to 45 Hz. Brakes don't need sub. That space belongs to your kick and sub. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 450 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB, with a medium Q. If it needs presence, add a gentle boost somewhere around 3 to 6 kHz with a wide Q. Keep it tasteful. You're not making it brighter, you're making it more readable. Next, add drum bus. Set drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch at 0 to maybe 15%. Be careful. Crunch can fizz hats fast. Use damp to darken if needed, anywhere from about 5 kHz up toward 20 kHz depending on the brake. Turn boom off, or keep it extremely subtle. Brakes get tubby fast. Now the key. Transient. Push it somewhere in the plus 10 to plus 35 range. Then level match. This is huge. If you don't trim output, you'll think louder equals better and you'll overdo it. After drum bus, add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive around 1 to 4 dB. Pick a curve like analog clip or medium curve. This is not for distortion. It's for solidifying the snap, like it's being printed to something slightly forgiving. That's your attack chain. The goal is front edge definition and micro groove clarity. Now the body chain. This is where you stop the brake from washing everywhere and you make it roll. Start with EQ8 again. High pass 30 to 45 Hz. If the room is ringing or honking, find it somewhere around 600 Hz to 1.2 kHz and notch it, 3 to 6 dB, with a tighter Q. Sweep until the annoying cardboard room disappears, but don't kill the life. Next, add glue compressor. Set attack around 10 milliseconds so the transient gets through. Release around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds, or try auto if it grooves better. Ratio at 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. Optional but recommended. Soft clip on. It helps with that consistent DNB feel. Now the creative move. Gate. You're not using gate like a hard chop unless you want that chop jungle effect. Here the goal is to reduce tail and room between hits without killing the swing. Start by setting threshold so you hear the tails tuck in. Set return to negative 6 to negative 12 dB. So it's not fully closing, it's just pushing the quiet stuff down. Attack really fast, like 0.3 to 1 millisecond, hold 20 to 60 milliseconds, release 60 to 140 milliseconds, then loop the brake and listen for groove. If it starts to feel like it's tripping over itself, lengthen release or reduce how hard it closes, meaning bring return closer to zero. Extra coach note, ghost notes are usually the first casualty of over-tightening. If your ghosts vanish, back off the gating a bit in the body chain, and if that adds too much brightness, low pass the body chain slightly, so you keep the motion without lifting cymbal wash. Okay, now the smack chain, the parallel lane. This is where you get aggression and density, but blend it carefully so it feels powerful, not obviously distorted. First device, the standard compressor, not glue. Compressor gives you a more obvious, grabby smack. Set ratio 4 to 1 up to 8 to 1. Attack 3 to 10 milliseconds. Release 30 to 80 milliseconds. And drive it hard. 5 to 10 dB of gain reduction. Yes, heavy, because it's parallel. Next add drum bus. Drive 10 to 25%. Transient plus 20 to plus 50. Crunch 10 to 30%, but listen carefully for hat fizz. Use damp to tame excessive crispiness. Then EQ8. High pass higher here, like 80 to 120 Hz. This keeps your kick and sub space clean and stops the parallel lane from adding low mid mud. If you want more crack, boost around 2 to 4kHz. If you want air, a touch around 8 to 10kHz. But watch this. Finally, utility. Pull the gain down a lot at first, like minus 12 to minus 20 dB. This is the rule. The smack chain should be felt when you blend it, not heard as oh that's the distorted one. Now, quick but important coaching move, match loudness per chain, not just overall rack on versus off. Solo attack and body and smack and get them in the same ballpark perceived loudness while you're dialing. A parallel chain that's even 2 or 3 dB louder than you think will trick you into thinking it's better punch. Now step 2, macros. This is what turns the rack into a performance tool. Map macro 1, attack amount, to the drum bus transient control in the attack chain. Map macro 2, body tightness, to the gate threshold and release in the body chain. When you turn it up, the gate should tighten more. Map macro 3, smack blend, to the utility gain in the smack chain. Map macro 4, break tone, to a high shelf in EQ8 on attack and smack, so you can darken or brighten quickly. Map macro 5, crunch, to drum bus crunch in the smack chain. Now you can automate like a producer instead of tweaking 8 devices, every 16 bars. Here's another pro technique. Find your transient ceiling fast. Push attack amount and smack blend too far on purpose, until you hear hat splatter and snare spit. Then back it off until it sounds confident but not crispy. That's your max range. Save that as your macro limit so you can't accidentally destroy your break at 3 a.m. Optional advanced step 3. Frequency conscious transient control with the band split. If your hats are too sharp but your snare needs bite, stop treating the whole break like one thing. Split it. You can duplicate the rack into two chains or build a band split inside a rack. One chain is top transients, basically 3kHz and up. The other is mid punch, roughly 150hz to 3kHz. Put EQ8 at the start of each chain. Top chain gets a high pass at 3kHz. Mid chain gets a band pass from 150 to 3k. Now do your transient shaping with intent. Put more transient emphasis on the mid chain to make the snare crack. Put more damp, and maybe more gating control on the top chain to keep hats from turning into white noise. This is how you avoid that everything got brighter and worse problem. Now step 4, make a DNB by layering with a clean two-step kit. This is classic, break for motion, clean one shots for authority. Create a drum rock with a tight kick and a clean snare. For DNB, a snare fundamental around 180 to 220 Hz is a good starting zone. Program the classic two-step. Kick on 1, optional kick on the end of 2, and kick on 3. Snare on 2 and 4. Now, subtle side chain on the brake so the clean kit leads without you having to carve the brake to death. Put compressor on the brake track. Side chain input from the kick or from a drum group. Ratio 2 to 1. Attack 1 to 3 milliseconds. Release 40 to 90 milliseconds and just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. This keeps the brake's transients intact, but makes room for the kick and snare to feel like the main character. Extra coach note, because this one matters a lot. If you layered a clean snare and suddenly the break snare feels weaker, that's often phase or timing, not eck. Nudge the clean snare a few samples earlier or later, or use track delay, until the combined hit feels taller. If the low mid thump disappears, try flipping polarity on one layer with utility and recheck. Now step 5, arrangement moves. This is where transient automation wins the drop. Try this. In the intro, lower smack blend and increase body tightness a bit. You get a tighter, older vibe, and it leaves room for atmosphere and bass teases. At the drop, automate smack blend up and attack a mound up right on bar 1. Instant impact without changing samples. At bar 17, for mid-drop variation, reduce attack slightly and increase crunch a touch. That changes the character without changing rhythm. For fills at the end of an 8-bar phrase, crank body tightness for the last beat or two so it gets choppier, then snap it back. And here's a psychoacoustic cheat code. 1-bar impact frame before the drop. Right before the drop, pull smack blend down and tighten body a little more, so it feels restrained. Then hard reset on the downbeat. The drop feels bigger even if the peak level barely changes. A few common mistakes to avoid while you're doing all this. If you overboost transients, you'll get brittle hats. Fix it by band splitting, reducing the high shelf, using damp on drum bus, or high-passing the smack chain higher, even 120 to 200 HC if needed. If gating destroys the groove, reduce how deep the gate closes, so return is less negative, and lengthen release. If the parallel chain is too loud, you'll hear distortion instead of feeling density. Turn down smack blend and recheck gain staging, and watch clipping. Drum bus plus saturator plus glue soft clip can stack fast. Level match constantly. Now, a quick advanced option if you want to get extra mix intelligent. Envelope follow style sidechain. Stock only. Put a compressor on the break and sidechain it from the clean snare. Then use the EQ in the sidechain detector to focus around 180 to 250 HC for weight and 2 to 4K HC for crack. Fast attack, medium release, just 1 to 2 dB reduction. That makes the break step back mainly when the snare hits, instead of pumping the whole loop. And if you want that modern pinned consistency without slapping a limiter, add a post-rack micro limiter using glue compressor after the rack. Soft clip on, barely touching 0 to 1 dB gain reduction. It acts like a ceiling and keeps your parallel spikes from jumping out when you automate. Let's close with a mini practice exercise you can do in 15 to 20 minutes. This audio version is shortened for playback.